It all started when they banned Baby It's Cold Outside, but that wasn't far enough. According to our social media manager, Kyle King, our resident snowflake, that's what started a very triggered Christmas here on The Morning Bull.
Have yourself a very triggered Christmas. Make the Yuletide gender neutral.
A very triggered Christmas. Kyle has been bothered by songs. How much did we have to, the last couple of days that we've been out, how much have you had to deal with this very triggered Christmas stuff?
Well, people come up to me and say mean things about Kyle, and I just give them high fives.
That's because you're a good person, Mo.
Yeah, and Kyle's not. We're all in this together.
My words have been a little more choice, shall we say?
Oh, about they can this do that
thing.
To
Kyle, you were in Dallas recently. Even in Dallas, they were talking about the very triggered
Dude,
Christmas.
I had four people come up and say, we had plans to come to Houston for the holidays. Now we've canceled them because we're afraid we're going to run into that guy.
Because Kyle wants to ban some other Christmas songs.
Yeah, I mean, this all started with a station like in Cleveland who banned Baby It's Cold Outside.
Right.
And I just felt they didn't do enough.
What were some of the songs that you've already suggested that we not play?
I'm glad you asked. Carrie Underwood's Do You Hear What I Hear?
Yeah. Carrie Underwood.
Which I said was offensive to people who can't hear. Willie Nelson, Deck the Halls. He has the line, Yuletide blazing. Of course he was talking about and making light of the California wildfires.
Oh, good. Okay, come see. On.
And then George... Actually, I thought blazing was a different thing. That
yeah,
he
me
doing,
too.
But that's
me
the whole
too.
Thing. That's a Willie thing. Sorry.
Right. And then George Strait Christmas Cookies, where he talks about eating cookies in front of starving children.
He doesn't talk. All right.
Yes, he
Dude,
does. Well,
George Strait is probably never going to come back to Houston now because you're trying to ban him.
No, just his song. We're not trying to George. Anyway, you have some new episode
Yeah, I did some research over
the
weekend. I found more.
There's
all right.
more.
Yeah, this one comes from somebody who we all enjoy. He's a 10-man jam artist alumni, Mr. Brett Eldridge. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
What could be offensive about a Christmas tree?
Listen to that line. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's about tearing down our beautiful trees and willingness to separate trees from their natural environment.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
My gosh.
Offensive to those of us trying to make the world more green.
Tree hugger that you are. I think you're reaching now.
This one was sent in by listener Kim. She's on my crusade as well.
You have one person.
You have one person on your
That's
side.
Sweet.
Yay.
Repeat offender George Strait here with All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
What's offensive about that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's offensive to meth addicts.
Without teeth.
Teeth, exactly.
But it's them singing.
I happen to know a couple of meth addicts, and they love George Strait.
That's fine. I bet they would love to have their two front teeth, Dave.
You know what? Actually, that's kind of funny now that you bring that up.
Thank you, Kim, for helping. But,
yeah, thanks, Kim. That was funny.
I thought that we would have one of these guys who is just pristine.
Yep.
Garth Brooks is no exception.
Uh-oh.
What?
There's no place like home for the holidays. Play
Ooh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
All right. What's God forbid, what's offensive problem? About that one?
It discriminates against the homeless population in this country.
Good Lord. Man.
I hate
you
Kyle.
Know, there's been a couple of people, like the naked lady that held up traffic, like one of the most hated people in Houston.
Uh-huh.
You're going to top the list.
You could be at the top of the list.
And there's no songs left. Like, we're done with all of them.
You know what we should do? Actually, you know what would be fun? Can you find any that would be politically correct and acceptable to you?
What about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, that's about bullying.
Frosty the Snowman?
It's a snow person. It's 2018. It can choose what gender it wants to be, Dave.
Jeez. Okay, all right. That's your job for tomorrow.
To find one that's acceptable.
Can you find one song that would be acceptable?
Oh, Holy Night.
I have to look at that one.
Dave, I don't know why you're just trying to make this worse.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, you have to have a politically correct, acceptable Christmas song, okay?
I'll get
that's
to
your
work
challenge.
On it. All right. I'll try.
All right.
I will try.
It's a very triggered Christmas this morning, although the meth thing was kind of...
No, don't encourage him.
I'm not. I'm trying not to. But anyway, it's a very triggered Christmas as we get your day started here with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.